Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Even you, a non-Beatles lover, will still use him if it fits the bumper music theme.
Hey, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to push him to the side just because of my own personal feelings.
So this is a family, Red Lakes family. They have a daughter who's an excellent hooper. She was denied the chance to play basketball in a neighboring school where, guess what? Male classmates have that opportunity.
You got to co-op.
And they're accusing the school of sexual discrimination, a violation of Title IX. Chris and Amy Nelson asked the school board to let their daughter play for Red Lake County Central High School. It's about 25 miles east because Red Lake Falls doesn't have enough players for a girls' varsity team the past two seasons. Their Crookston have co-op agreements for boys' sports. The communities where they reside, this has become a big issue on social media. Player involved scored a 1,000th point her sophomore year. After playing varsity 8th, 9th, and 10th grade, Fred Falls before, guess what? The team was dissolved. They don't have enough players. Red Lake Falls and Central, the other school which we alluded to, long history of co-op for boys sports. Going back to 2007, in fact, the boys won their first baseball championship in June. The high school league sent an email to the Trib, where I'm picking the story up from. The decision to engage in a cooperative agreement is at the discretion of the school boards and administration of the member schools creating the co-op and is subject to approval by the league. The Red Falls School Board, again, where she attends, voted against co-opting for girls' varsity basketball in 2023. The vote was split, wait for the gender stereotype, on gender lines. Four men against, three women for. The Nelsons asked the school board what the plan was months and months ago for this year. And the board said it planned to have a junior varsity team. Guess what? She can't play junior varsity her senior year. Red Lake Falls emailed the school board asking them to let SN, that's how they're referring to the daughter, to play at Central. The Nelsons' attorney also sent a letter demanding they allow her player face litigation. The superintendent said in a sworn statement to U.S. District Judge Jerry Blackwell that Central agreed to a girls' basketball co-op, and the districts also entered into a co-op for volleyball and softball. The superintendent included a text between him and the Central schools saying our ultimate goal will be all sports combined for 50-50. But last week, Central officials sent a letter saying the complete co-op for all girls' sports was off the table, and the offer stands to let her play at Central. Nelson's attorney said SN shouldn't be used as a pawn to determine the future of all girls' sports. If you have it available for the boys and you have the numbers available for the girls and you don't do it, isn't that just simply discrimination?
Certainly seems like it, yeah.
I get it. If it's basketball and you only have four players, you can't have a team.
Even if you only have five, a little tough.
Right. If you get to, what, eight, As in, now, I don't know, you know, scrimmage. You can't scrimmage. I guess the coaches have to scrimmage or scrimmage with the boys.
You 4-on-4 or something?
You do something. But in this era of open enrollment and kids endlessly, some because of them, many because of their parents, switching schools over and over and over again because what? Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got a situation where she's a very good player, and they just have a JV team, and we're trying to leverage things back and forth. Well, if we do the other sports, then we'll do it. Give me a break. If you have the players and you've been doing this with boys since 2007, and by the time we finish up next year's season, that's 19 years, but we're playing girl games with the girls' team? Pretty insulting.
Yeah, a 4-3 vote. Men the 4, women the 3 for the school board to say, no, we're not going to co-op basketball. That's, boy, that's
you look awful.
Shady at best.
You look awful.
But why you can't, even if you don't have the co-op and this one person, one girl wants to play, why you can't say, you know what, fine.
Exactly. You look like you're out of the 1950s here. Girls do this, boys do this. The news of the day involving the Vikings is the McCarthy's now in the concussion protocol. We'll talk that, the game, and that Gopher defensive effort with Chipper Scoggins next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.